It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
The answer is 42. Show number 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything, In Your Face Wrestling's debut show in Delancey, New York, at the Duanesburg Area Community Center. And we gotta say, folks, it was a tremendous night. The first time ever IYFW came to this town, and I gotta tell you, the response we got that night, the audience that night was absolutely intense. It was fantastic to see so many people coming out to see IYFW for the first time. We even saw some IYFW faithful coming from Ballston Spa and that area of New York all the way out to Delancey to see it that evening. So to all the fans out there, we thank you for your continued support, and we welcome all our new fans we made that evening. So let's talk about some of the major things going down at show number 42. First of all, the Pillar, Roman Dominguez, would defend his In Your Face Wrestling Championship against the man he knocked out for that title back in November, the mighty Franz Roddy. And in this matchup, Roman Dominguez would walk out still the In Your Face Wrestling Champion, but that does not mean that he would walk out the winner in this match, because as Dominguez locked in that brutal submission hold, the Sofoco on the challenger Franz Roddy, special guest referee Drake Evans, as he was checking the arm of Franz Roddy, would notice that Franz would reach the ropes. However, Dominguez would not relinquish the hold. He would not let go of that choke. Drake Evans would count the five, ring the bell, and disqualify Dominguez, giving the win to Franz Roddy. But as we all know, the title can only change hand on a pinfall or submission, so Dominguez is still the In Your Face Wrestling Champion. But the bad news for Franz Roddy is this was his one and only rematch he had. He had the clause in the contract, he invoked it for this show, but unfortunately, that clause is done. That was his last shot at the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. What does the future hold for Franz Roddy now? More on that later on. Next up, it would be title for title. Two champions walking into a match, one man to walk out with two titles. This would be Mr. Canada, Ricky Williams, representing Blood Money and carrying his unrecognized Canadian Heavyweight Championship into this matchup, putting it on the line against the Shaft Bobby Ocean, who was the In Your Face Wrestling New Breed Champion. In fact, Bobby Ocean would have Elite Terrell in his corner just to make sure Blood Money didn't try to pull any shenanigans. Well, they did not count that Ricky Williams would have a plan in place. Ricky would go to grab one of the championship titles off the timekeeper's table, but Elite Terrell would snatch the title away from Ricky Williams. Well, as Ricky Williams told the referee, and Elite Terrell was trying to tell the referee what his intentions were, Ricky grabbed the other championship belt sitting on the table, would blast Bobby Ocean with it, knocking him out, getting the cover, and getting the pin. And now Mr. Canada Ricky Williams, he can call himself the Canadian Heavyweight Champion all he wants, but he is now, once again, the In Your Face Wrestling New Breed Champion. But I gotta say that the Shaft Bobby Ocean earned a lot of respect from the fans of Delancey. He has become a top star once again in another area, and these fans can't wait to see the Shaft come back to that area soon. Next up, it would be the throw-in-the-towel match, the rubber match, between Prince Alshanal and Good Lord Willing. Prince Alshanal would choose the SOG, Ronnie Ribs, to be his corner man, while as Good Lord Willing would choose Lance Maidwell, Sir Lancelot Maidwell, as he was dubbed this evening, to be his corner man. We would see a lot of brutality going on in this matchup. Remember, there was no pinfalls or submissions, but also no DQs and no countouts, and the referee assigned was going to be outside the ring. That pretty much said that the Prince and the Good Lord could do anything they wanted to each other in this matchup, and Ronnie Ribs would get involved several times, and as Ishana would drop one gigantic splash on Good Lord Willing, and Willing was writhing in pain, they would look to Lance Maidwell, but he would refuse to throw in the towel. A second splash would come down, and audience members started screaming at Maidwell to throw in the towel, but once again he would refuse, until finally the Prince went for one final big splash, 400 pounds, to come crashing down on the prone body of Good Lord Willing, and Lance Maidwell would pull Good Lord Willing out of the way. Ashana would hit the canvas, and Good Lord Willing would be able to recover and lock in a rear naked choke, knocking out Prince Ashana, which would force the SOG Ronnie Ribs to throw in the towel on his behalf. The victory would go, finally, to Good Lord Willing. However, during this matchup, Good Lord Willing did suffer some severe bruising of his ribs, and he will not be able to participate on the Coronation Cup show happening June 28th. So, a bittersweet victory, to say the least, for Good Lord Willing at show number number 42. Now let's talk about the big tag team matchup happening this evening. It was to be the legendary Chip Stetson teaming with Pierre the Beast Vachon, but it has come out publicly that Pierre Vachon has unfortunately suffered a severe shoulder injury, and he is going to be out of IYFW for an indefinite period of time. Well, Chip Stetson's not one to sit back and wait. He went right to IYFW officials that evening and chose as the replacement partner the newly crowned IYFW New Breed champion, Mr. Canada Ricky Williams, to be his replacement tag team partner. And now they would be taking on Northern Fury in a non-title tag team matchup. And we saw some great action in this one. This one had DeLanson talking when the show was over. But of course, the legendary Chip Stetson, he knows every trick in the book. He used every trick he could that was in the book to get the victory that night for his team, using brass knuckles to knock out Vigo, getting the pin and winning the matchup. Speaking of tag teams, we saw the debut of a new tag team at IYFW, Liam McFerrin and the Northern Stud. They would take on the Easy Riders in this tag team matchup. And I gotta say, it's only been very recently that the Northern Stud and Liam McFerrin have chosen to become a tag team. But to see them in that ring, it looked like they have been teaming for years. They must have been training for quite some time getting ready for this matchup, because you would never think that was their first night as a tag team. Tremendously impressive as a tag team. They're already starting to turn heads in the tag team division of IYFW, so we say good luck to Liam McFerrin and the Northern Stud on their tag team quest. Also this evening, we would see the Soldier of God, Ronnie Ribbs, take on former co-holder of the IYFW Tag Team Championships, the Crusader of Old School, the Anarchist, one half of Team RPG, whatever you want to call him, Ian Daniels. And I gotta say, Ian Daniels looked like he had victory well in tow until he would go to the top for the big knee and Ronnie Ribbs would get out of the way. As Ian Daniels would come crashing down on the canvas on that knee, Ronnie Ribbs would lock in his confessional submission hold, which forced Ian Daniels to top out. It was a big victory for the SOG Ronnie Ribbs that night in DeLanson to beat a former IYFW Tag Team Champion. Well, there's one last matchup we got to talk about, and it was between the Wolf, CJ Scott, and Tattooed Ugly, Len Oddity. The first time these two men have ever met in their respective wrestling careers. Another great matchup happening this night, folks. It was back and forth between these two athletes. Great technical wrestling, great brawling, everything you'd expect to see out of these two athletes. And the Wolf, CJ Scott, would get the win this evening with the package pile driver, 1-2-3. The victory would go to him. However, during this matchup, Tattooed Ugly, Len Oddity suffered a severe injury to his left foot that is going to be putting him on the shelf for an undisclosed amount of time. But we understand that Len Oddity, his spirits are up. He looks forward to trying to get better and looks forward to getting back in the IYFW ring. But he says, don't think that this year is not going to get odd with Len Oddity. It is still going to be getting odd in IYFW if the Tattooed One has anything to say about it. And we just want to say here at IYFWrestling.com, to Pierre the Beast Vachon and to Len Oddity, we wish them the best, speedy recoveries. And we thank these men both very much for all their contributions to In Your Face Wrestling. Well, to try to lighten the mood up a little bit, let's now talk about IYFW's next event happening June 28th back in Boston Spa, New York at the BACC, the annual Coronation Cup Show. And word has been going around, there's been a lot of rumors going around about what the format of the tournament would be this year, and it has been made official. This year, you are going to be seeing for the first time the Coronation Cup tournament be a standard, traditional 8-man tournament. There will be 4 quarterfinal matches, 2 semifinal matches leading to the final, and of course the winner becomes the next top contender to the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. And already wrestlers are scrambling, they're starting to lobby about getting spots, but I can tell you right now, one individual that is already in the Coronation Cup tournament this year, he is a man who is a former IYFW Tag Team Champion, and he was the first ever Coronation Cup winner back in 2009, the Wolf, CJ Scott. He is the first official entrant in the Coronation Cup tournament this year. Now, 7 slots remain. What other 7 competitors do you think should be involved with the Coronation Cup tournament this year? Email us here at IYFWrestling.com, post it on our Facebook, tweet it at us at IYF Wrestling. Let us know who you think should be in the Coronation Cup tournament this year. And I spoke earlier about the mighty Franz Roddy and what his future holds. Yes, Franz Roddy is another one of those men who is lobbying to get in the tournament this year. It would be a big chance for Franz Roddy to be in the tournament, to win the tournament, become number number one contender again and challenge Roman Dominguez once again for the IYFW Championship. And one other thing that we can tell you right now that is officially signed for June 28th in Boston Spa, you will see a rematch from show number 42. It will be the tag team of the legendary Chip Stetson and Mr. Canada Ricky Williams taking on Northern Fury, and it will be for the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Championships. That's just the way that works in professional wrestling, folks. You beat the champions in a non-title match, you automatically become the number one contender. So this means that the legendary one is teaming with a man who is already the IYFW New Breed Champion and could possibly become IYFW Tag Team Champion, as well as being his own Canadian Heavyweight Champion at the same time. Well, I gotta say, Northern Fury are down in this one, but they are never to be counted out. And when the belts are on the line, you know Northern Fury is gonna bring it to Boston Spa. So there you have it, folks, some exclusive information about the Coronation Cup show. Tickets available through this website, through the merchandise section. Get them right now. You definitely want to be a part of this great show coming to Boston Spa on June 28th. Coming soon here to the Interface, we're going to talk more about the Coronation Cup show, more wrestlers being confirmed for the tournament. We should be getting comments from plenty of people involved with the show as well. So once again, we thank all those great fans out in Delanson, Amsterdam, Duanesburg, all those fans that came out to support IYFW, the fans from Boston Spa who made the trek out there. We're going to see you June 28th, and we thank you all for your continued support of the premier wrestling promotion in the capital region of New York, In Your Face Wrestling. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.